I want you to bring into your awareness something that you are, that you're an offer that you is coming up for you or that you would like to create. What is it that, and whether it's a one-on-one offer, whether it's an online offer, whether it's an in-person group offer. And if you don't have something coming up in the near future, I want to invite you to create this offer based on if you were going to do a free, do a group offer. Like you're standing on a stage, you're doing either a free talk or a paid talk, and you're going to offer, make an offer to an audience. Okay. If you have something else you're working on, then by all means, if you have a program that you're going to be offering, you're going to do it more through email, by all means, use this process for that right now. I want you to keep it really relevant for you. And on the, so let's tune into, first of all, I want you just to write a little bit about who your ideal, on the connect piece, who your ideal client is. Who your ideal client is. And because I want you to connect, but I want you to have something to connect to. So is this, you know, is this your ideal clients out in through your email list? Is this your ideal clients in a room? Is this, you know, who are they? You know, just a few words about your ideal clients. So number one, connect. First, we need to know what the ideal clients are. So tune into who your ideal clients are and just take a few breaths with that. You can close your eyes. So you might want to write down who those ideal clients are and then close your eyes and take a deep breath and breathe in and out through your heart. And really make that heart connect with them. Connect in and out through your heart, either by breathing through the hearts, your heart and their heart, or beaming your heart, loving heart energy out to them. Great. And then step two is what? So what are you going to offer them? So in this offer that you have, what are you going to offer them? What's the name of the program or the service that, or the product that you're going to offer them? And that's all you, you know, so write that down, what the product or service is. And then you might want to write down that why they would want this. That would be useful. Just write why they would want this. Well, actually, that's our next step. So hang on a second here. So so offer them something they want. So let's just, I'll stick with my original program here. The Sacred Wealth Code Journey. Is what I'm writing down here for this because I'm making an offer this week on the Sacred Wealth Code Journey program. And that's just coming out. And so, you know, offering them something that they want. And then let's go to number three, which is the why. And what's in it for them? What's it for your product, your service that you wrote down on the sheet? What's in it for them? Is it going to help them have a better relationship? Is it going to help them, you know, make more sales? Is it going to help them organize their homes? Is it going to help them organize their lives or their budget or set their goals? What is it? You know, is it going to help them get out of their, you know, get through their transitions? You know, what is your specialty? What is your program? What is your product? What is it going to, a better birthing experience? What is it going to give them? So clearly state that. And in that, you can also, and also answer it in this way too, what problem will this solve for them? What problem will this solve for them? This is a big one. Number three is a really big one. And it's what you're, it's one of the things you're going to spend the most time on. And it'll be one of the things you'll be sort of, by the time you make the offer through your talk or your email or your storytelling, you've already answered a lot of this, why it's for them. But again, for your clarity, this even lets you know what you need to make sure you address leading up to this offer. And then let's go to number four, the value. So again, it has to have more value than risk. So what's the value of whatever it is you're offering them? What's the value? And that can be at the dollar amount value. It can be the change that it's going to create for them, the transformation, and a combination of those things. And if there's bonuses involved, what's the value? And if you don't have all of the specifics around that, you can go back and fill that in when you do a little bit more nitty-gritty research on that. But I want you at least to get a ballpark on the price value for them, and then also the value that that it has for them as far as the transformation it's going to create for them. And number five is the how, clear direction. So if this is an online offer, how are you going to have them take advantage of the offer? If this is an in the room offer, you know, you're standing in front of a stage, how are you going to, how will they take action on the offer? So take a moment to write that down. If you're not 100% clear on that because you haven't worked out all the details yet, that's okay. You can come back and do that, but just brainstorm a little bit on it right now if you don't already know. And then how will you create urgency and give them a reason, good reason to take action now? Is it this offer will only be available, you know, for the next 72 hours? Is it, it's only available while you're in the room today, and then you're going to, and then you pay full price after that? Is it, there's only, you know, 10 spots open? Is it that, you know, they get a discount or they get a special bonus if they opt in today? What's the urgency piece? Or again, you know, what's the cost of them not opting in, and you really call them out on that piece of urgency? And if you're not exactly sure, just write down a couple of those that make sense to you. And again, you can come back and work it out later. But if you follow this format, you'll be able to have a clear offer that you can flesh out from here. Okay, so print out as many of those sheets as you want. Give yourself a way to, you know, work through these offers, and remind yourself that you're practicing your offers all the time, and do it in places that, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't have a lot, where you're naturally doing it, whether it's getting someone to go to the movies with you or whatever it is. And notice that you know, break it down and notice that you do break it down to at least include some of these steps, if not all of them. So it just becomes natural for you.